Hamburg City Council meeting to order for January 14th, 2020. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Yeah, if you haven't signed in, please sign in so we get an accurate account of who's here. Move then to designations and appointments for 2020. There is a resolution 2020-01 for consideration. There's no questions or anything that for the staff. I look for a motion to approve.
I move to approve resolution number 2020-01.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2020-01. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Move on then to public comment. If anybody wants to take the hot seat for a couple minutes, other than maybe something that's on the agenda already. Rick, I'm assuming you're here for something on the agenda, right? Everybody else looks like it is. So we'll move on then to agenda review and adoption. Is there any additions, subtractions, or deletions? If not, I look for a motion to approve the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second. Moving seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Rich, you want to take the seat there and just, I know we already approved the thing.
And we did that in consent, but I just wanted to come. I think it's not a bad practice to come up once a year, let you know kind of what's going on or what's in the future here coming up. We got a busy 3 years coming over at the ballpark. This year we will be assisting Plato in the region tournament because they're the hosts of the region this year and don't have lights, so they need a partner and partner up on the 19th. So we'll end up with four games over 2 weekends in that region tournament. That, as a lot of you know and attend to it, can be very well attended event. So that's coming. 2021, we are the third site for the Waconia-Chaska State Tournament. So we're a partner with them. So that's coming in 2 years or next year. And then in 2022, it's our turn to host the region. So we have 3 busy years coming here in a row. We were the recipient of some good fortune here with the new bank in town. We just met with them today and got a check from them, but it's kind of like a grant. I don't know what you want to call it. They approached us through their securities trust division. They have evidently some people that need to get rid of some money some way or shape or form. So they asked us to put some projects down on paper. And there were some things that we've been thinking about doing for a while, just some general upgrades that need to be done, maintenance, relighting the field. Those bulbs need to be changed eventually here, and we're about 15 years into that project. So that, along with other things, the power is not what it needs to be, so we're thinking about upgrading the power coming in to there. Various things, and we'll keep you informed as we kind of hit them one at a time. I think we're going to start. You may see something happening very soon with the lights. It's going to happen this winter, I think, is when you want to do it. So I think it's good news for the community that the new owners of the bank here are wanting to become involved in the community. It's pretty positive, I think. So, but that was about a $25,000 gift that we were given. We were going to put up so much money, and then they were going to match it, and it ended up being about a dollar and a half for every dollar we put in. So it was pretty good, and so we're going to have a night for them down here this summer, and have the bank come and put on their shirts and have a night for them. It'll be fun. But appreciate everything they've done. So that's really all I have, just a quick snapshot of what's coming up here in the next couple of years for us. Any questions for me?
Any questions? Otherwise, if you haven't been down there lately, there was an upgrade of the scoreboard.
Oh, forgot to mention that. Yeah. That was done. We took the scoreboard. For those of you that don't know, that scoreboard was put up before the 97 state tournament, the 98 state tournament. So it was put up in the fall of 97. It was at the time, a Cadillac of scoreboards. It was an incandescent. And now incandescent is pretty much obsolete. And so if a driver or anything inside that board would go down, the company that sells them don't sell new parts anymore. So you're at the mercy of trying to find it out there, a used or SOL. So we looked at it, and there we had a donation from somebody in town that was originally involved in that scoreboard, came forward. And so what we did, because we just painted it a couple years ago, is we retrofitted it, took the guts out of it, and replaced it. It's basically an LED board now. And it's wireless, so it's going to be nice. It's about 99% done. There's one cable that needs to be installed. We've got two cold installed, and they want to drill it to a little more. So they'll finish it in the spring, but we probably have it done in about 15 minutes. So it'll be nice. So, yeah, the board's pretty much new. But that, and like I said, a few projects we got on the list that are going to be coming up, and we're going to get them quick. So
easy. Council, man. Thanks, Rich, for everything the club does. And
well, we thank you for the partnership that we have. I think we've worked well together for a long time, and I know it's been the 37 or 38 years that I've been involved, so it's worked pretty well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, on then to old city business, new water tower.
Sorry, you didn't move on.
All right, never mind, we'll go to the chief.
I didn't want to get me out of the way, so I need the council mayor.
I had to call you up here to get you out of the way.
Wow, there you go. Two things. One is the community hall. We're kind of a little bit outgrowing our state record work out here. Adding some logistics of what we do with it, we were hoping to see if we could be able to use the community hall for future pork chop and steak fries. One, it's a lot nicer kitchen facilities, this bar area, just some amenity upgrades in our house. We do really enjoy having people come through our hall, see the fire department, and have our open house that way. So it's kind of been a little bit of an internal debate there. But, guess you would like a floors and now that might be plans. But I think for a functionality standpoint, the community hall would make more sense for us. What we're kind of wondering is what fees and what would we have to do to be able to do that this council.
I think we would treat it, staff has other situations, but I think we would treat it just like we treat all the other organizations in town that use the hall, where it wouldn't be a cost for the rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think so. I mean, you look at it. The relief contributed $11,000 last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. The other thing I was going to mention is I'm trying to set up a fire board meeting. Obviously, Chris and Tim and Jeremy are in on those emails. But to give kind of the rest of the council an update, what I'm planning is currently for Washington Lake Township, we charge $155 per unit down there. For Young Americans at $150. Planning on upping those to $160 up a little. It was kind of a plan. Meet with obviously the township representatives. See what they think about it. Stuff just keeps getting more expensive, you know. We haven't really upped these, partly because of the truck purchase and some other things, but I think it's kind of start bumping fees. And really, I'd like to do about a 3-year progression. I'd like to get it to about 175 in 2 to 3 years from now. So it'll be $5 for them this year, 10 for them this year, and then next year, another 10 each, and 5 each. Keep an eye on what needs to be replaced, what their budget runs, and so many things. But I think doing it any time, 5 to 10 mile increment is something the citizens will do something more so than if I jump at $25 in one shot. So that's kind of keep the price of what's going on for services.
Are we shooting for this week or next week, right?
Well, next Wednesday.
Yeah.
At 5 p.m. You said you need to be out of there by
5 p.m. Well, it was 5 p.m. I thought it was still 4. I didn't catch
No, I'm sorry. And that's why I said, well, if you want to go a little bit earlier, maybe fine too. Chris, you don't get back to town until about 4 to 5.
Yeah, between 4:30 and 4 to 5.
So I was trying to kind of get it looked out on that. Usually the two township guys are pretty flexible on their time schedules, so.
Does Tuesday work?
What's that?
Is Tuesday out next Tuesday? Does that work?
We could probably make Tuesday work too. If you want to we can hash this out. I'm home next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They're going to leave Thursday again. But Monday is Martin Luther King Day, so other than that, I guess I don't have a whole lot going on. I did get a message from Tamara, guy from Glencoe, who was an active firefighter over there in town. So I actually have his place for Monday. I'm hoping she will pass my number one day and you'll call me before long. But it'll be nice to get another actor for you to attend the firefighter.
And they have an EMT for it too.
Do you? Yeah, if anybody here is anybody, please pass them along. Any questions for me?
Awesome. No?
All right.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks. Old business, then we'll go on to new water tower colors.
All right, so we kind of have our scheme picked out. Last chance if you want to change anything, otherwise me and Greg will be meeting with them tomorrow. This is what we picked out for our design. Two colors. If we're good with that, that's what we'll roll with.
What are the colors?
Basically gray, and then the black line, and then off-white.
Which kind of matched the hall look to one black.
Right? Council, any additional input?
I still think that's a good choice. I think that's what we decided on 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to stay with that.
Cool. All right. Then. Next, stormwater easements for parcels litigation.
All right. So, just give you a quick update on that. You've kind of gotten the emails of the back and forth of what's going on. So right now what we're doing is compiling our responses to the current litigation. So putting that together, providing evidence we have. That's kind of the stage we're in right now. I apologize not for getting agendas out, but last week that's basically what me and staff was doing, was compiling that because we needed to get that to our attorneys for our 30-day response. It doesn't mean what we submit now doesn't mean we can't submit anything we come across later. The one biggest thing I did want to point out, I did find, or Greg was able to find the documents down in the shop for the 87th Streets project, so we do have them documents. So that's kind of where we're at now.
Council, any questions for staff? If not, then we'll move on to new city business. Big Rig Jig Festival from June 27th, 2020. There has been a request, much like we did last year, to allow for off-sale premise of alcohol sale outside. Any comments, questions, concerns, thoughts?
I thought Sonia was going to be up here. Did Mike not say that?
Yeah, he did.
Do we want to table that then to the next meeting? So they can
that's what I'm thinking. I think somebody should be here.
Well, let's move that to the next meeting then. Next item on the agenda, then we'll hope everybody had a chance to read the city council recordings letter that we received. I don't know if there's any additional.
Yeah, I'm open to any input, thoughts. I don't know if anybody else has listened to it. We've kind of listened to it. I mean, there's parts. I mean, I guess the only thing really I can say is that be assertive and speak up when addressing items during council meetings. It's the only thing I can think of. You know, even when we had the mics all around, it comes down to volume of voice, mm-hmm. I think. I mean, me and Chris's picks up quite easily. But, I mean, the only other thing I can think is for the audience, we could maybe add one more of these omnidirectional mics put on that table. Again, I don't want to bring in too much sound either, picking up from the other room there, but I'm open to suggestions.
Well, I think, too, with the new computer, you see how it sounds with that.
Right.
That might make a difference.
Council, any additional thoughts, comments, questions? No?
Sorry.
We'll move on then to public nuisance violation for 451 Maria Avenue.
So this has been kind of an ongoing thing, to be honest. We sent Mr. Tullison numerous letters over the year. Not much has gotten accomplished. Now he started to clean up a little bit, put a fence up. And then now he's accumulated stuff again. And it's visible to the eye. He also has an abandoned vehicle there now that we know is not operational. So basically what I'm looking is we just declare his property a nuisance. I mean, I apologize I didn't get pictures today, but it's bad.
He's been up here to talk to us. We verbally talked to him, gave him a time frame, didn't need it.
Give him plenty of chances to address the situation.
Yeah. Well, I think we went through the process of changing that ordinance a few years back. I think we're going to get back to adhering a little bit more strictly with the guidelines. Do you want anything to say anything? Or?
No, I really don't. I'm kind of here just listening to find out what he said.
Okay.
And satisfying what I'm hearing. You guys definitely recognizing the problem.
It's definitely an issue that shouldn't fester on as long as it has. So unless there's any other comments from the council, I look for a motion to declare 451 Maria Avenue a nuisance.
Make a motion to declare 451 Maria Avenue a nuisance?
Second.
And seconded to declare 451 Maria Avenue a nuisance. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? Passes. Okay. Draft that up and get it on to the
attorney. Yep. It'll go up tomorrow.
Next item on the agenda is the Hillcrest Cafe menu ad.
Yeah, this is something they came to us. We've never done it before. I don't know if council has any interest. And basically, I don't know, the only thing I could think if we wanted to look at it would run a small ad for the community hall. Kind of would be the thought process with, you know, with city website on it.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts, council, in that regard of doing something like that? I know right now, we in years past, we do the NYA area.
Wedding guide.
Wedding guide.
We also do Sibley Shopper, the wedding guide, and the Herald Journal, too. So.
What benefit does this benefit Lori any at all? Because I know she does do a lot of catering, and I always did. It'd be a little, you know, it's like $200, a little bit of a loan or something, but is it going to benefit her a little bit too? Is it with us or your advertisement, or what do you, how's your feeling, Jeremy?
I don't know for sure, because the guy that came was from Media USA, but I'd have to think they're getting, I would hope they're getting something out of that cut, but I can check on that. And
is there a deadline you gotta let him know by, or?
I don't think he said it. Said it gave us a deadline. But yeah, why don't I do some further investigating on that to see where that money, where the monies go.
Yeah, because it's gonna help Gloria a little bit. I mean, she's done a lot here at the hall and with the catering. And very good. A lot of times they help clean up and stuff too. Not maybe so much the last year, but the first year she battled. I even helped carry the clean stuff years ago. See if she gets any benefit out of it.
Yeah.
Move on then to the SCH Professional Service Agreement for 2020. Hopefully everybody had a chance to review that. And are there any questions for staff in regards to the contract? Any concerns in regard to the contract? If there are none, then I believe the recommendation by staff is to go ahead and approve the agreement.
I move to approve the service agreement for 2020 through SEH.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve SEH's professional service agreement for 2020. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Next is a membership for NYA Chamber NYA Area Chamber of Commerce. I think this will be what, the third year or fourth year?
Third year, fourth, yeah.
If we do go ahead and approve it. I know more and more groups are getting involved even at that level, so if there's no questions about it, I'd like for a motion to continue the membership into 2020.
Make a motion to change membership to the NYA Area Chamber of Commerce.
And seconded to continue our membership for 2020 and NYA Area Chamber of Commerce. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Public alert system.
Okay, so a while back I had looked in to see if we could create an app or something to kind of alert people, or a call out system or something to let people know, hey, we have a water main, be restored, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. You know, even if like we'll be plowing streets tonight at 3 o'clock, whatever, just do it. So a public service. So I was asking around with other cities and I got this information. It's about $200-$300 a year, so it's not actually too bad using this Softline data. If you want to pursue it, I'll pursue it, gather some more information from them to present at next council meeting. But I think it would be a good thing for us to have where we'd be able to let the public know what's going on when we have.
I think we'd kind of try to keep it to emergencies. I mean, the thing is, what we maybe want to do is, if we move along with this, another thing we'd want to probably look at is maybe just some short policy of what we're going to put on that. Because we don't want it all of a sudden, hey, can you put Jimmy's birthday on there? You know, because I know how that goes. We've had the same thing with the sign, so I think we try to correlate something with the same effect there. So I figure council would have no objections with it. But
So take a look and see more.
I'll move forward with that.
The point what Eric was, we were talking before the meeting here, that people had asked how common snow we had the other day, and why we didn't follow the streets. 2 inches, the signs say, 2 inches. If you didn't get ticketed, you know, the only time we're ticketing, I believe, is when we are plowing snow and are standing in the way. If we're not plowing snow, we're not being running around for tickets. So,
and I did few people, and I did tell them, you know, well, typically we try to wait for 2 inches. I said, and especially like a week like this, we got 1 to 3 coming tomorrow, depending what we get tomorrow into
tonight,
Friday.
Tonight there's 2, and possibly 5 to 8 on Friday. Saturday. So I don't know what the heater budget in her tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have a new resident in town who has called up here several times, even in one day, to find out if their car needs to be moved. Are they going to call now? Are they going to call now? Do I need to move now? I'm like, you know what?
And who did we put in charge when we go out? Is it Brian's call? Or
yeah, Steve's? Typically we give Miller's best discretion.
Should we have communication with you guys that we're going
to be out? I know Brian usually will text me.
Okay. Yeah, or Brad stops. Brad usually stops in and talks to me about it too.
I just kept telling the guy, I guess it's perfectly safe and stuff.
It'd be nice if there's. If this would work, we have to notify the people. But I think it'd be a big improvement to help.
Yep.
Anything else for the good of the city? Otherwise, move on then to city council. Do you have something there? Mm-hmm. Councilman Buckentine.
Jeremy, did you get any answer on that street right over there with you and Jacob?
Nothing's fixed yet?
No.
Really? Okay. Because what I do is they have a online and you just submit it. So let me look on that.
And that's it.
Okay.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing.
Councilman Feltman.
No, sir.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing.
I just have a couple of things you guys probably, if you have seen your email or your carrier pigeon today, I sent a couple of things from yesterday's regional council mayor ULI meeting to Jeremy today, just talking about just some of the information that we were shared with, and also some of my notes earlier, which I think are in the packet in that regard. The big takeaway from yesterday's meeting, they were talking about the carbon footprint of the economy. And it's interesting thing is, you know, when you hear all the conversation in regards to what's the driving force and why we have all the carbon that we have, a lot of people think industry. Industry is actually the least. It's actually buildings, industrial buildings, and residential buildings, and then agriculture. Those are the top three things that we're looking at right now. But they did talk about how they're going to be expanding their footprints and that. The gentleman from Target there that spoke as well, and they have 500 stores nationwide that are self-sufficient and an eco carbon free thing. They plan on doubling that in the next year. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if they hit all their numbers the way they're talking about. But it was an interesting conversation. Also, I don't know if you guys all got the email or not, but CARE is having their pipeline safety training coming up here.
Yeah, when is that?
I'm trying to remember the date, June or January 30th.
at 6 o'clock. If you can make it, I strongly encourage. When I went, was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago we went.
Shakopee?
Yep.
I was I didn't realize how much pipeline we have going across just our little area here, let alone the state of Minnesota. And then also learning, too, what all the different symbols are. So I've now recognized all the pipeline we have on County Road 50 heading out of town here. So it's good training. It's really good information, Matt. So if you guys are able to go, sign up, and then, you know, if we want, we can maybe all ride together or not.
It's a free meal.
Yeah, it's free food, too. So, and there's all the free trinkets and all from all the vendors that are there. You get
all kinds of
flashlights and all sorts of things. And then the only other thing is, I don't know if what people's schedules are. This might be something maybe, Jeremy, for you guys and staff, maybe you can go and see.
Okay.
Is Ehlers has their public financing seminar February 6th and 7th.
I think a lot of it's on TIF and growth.
Yep.
Is kind of the main things.
I don't know if anybody has any interest in that, but that might be something that at least maybe staff can go to or if we can get it to work. I know the program on Friday is shorter than the program on Thursday. That is all I have. There's nothing else for the good of the city. I look for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting for January 14th, 2020 at 7:35. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.